This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. You didn't know that I sat and recorded that one for you, did you, Dean?
No, I thought you'd have a much more manly scream, but no.
Did you?
I don't think it's
surprising at all. We are joined by Ruby Taboo, who has recently had a big win on Saturday at the Drag Nation Heat. Congratulations.
Halloween, it goes all year for me. It was amazing. It was an incredible feeling.
Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know, Drag Nation is a national drag competition that's been going on for 4 years now. This is the fourth year that it's happening. And it happens all around the country where different states do heats and drag performance competitions to find out who's going to represent their state. And then at the beginning of next year, just before Mardi Gras, just after Midsummer, somewhere in between, normally during Taz Pride, but only in Tasmania for the first time last year was the event, we actually have a grand final where we have competitors from every single state in the country who are the winners of their heats come and perform together to win an amazing prize each and every year. Now, in Victoria, we've had, I think, three or four heats.
Yeah, four.
We've had four heats happening at Vaudeville every couple of Saturdays. And I don't know if I said Vaudeville. I never know if I say it right. Does anyone know how?
Vaudeville?
I think
I
know.
Yeah, don't look at me because I stuff it up every time as well.
Well, how do you say it, Robbie?
I say Vaudeville, but I think
Well, then
it's
we know
Vaudeville.
That's wrong. It's Vaudeville. Yeah. We got that right. There we go. We got there. Because Bumper's going to kill me otherwise. And this past week was the final Victorian heat. And Ruby, you were the winner of that heat.
Were you blown away? Oh, 100%. I was just like going up against like some incredible talent. And like you said, like there's so many drag performers from around the nation that all do this, and you know, part of why that's amazing is there are so many different, you know,
styles of drag
yeah. And you get to show them all off, and you know,
well, that's one of the reasons why I love Drag Nation.
Yeah,
is because it really is, you know, drag performers of all different varieties, whether you're a drag king, drag queen, bio queen. It really
Absolutely.
Just gives a space for any of you to come and step in and perform and compete against other, you know, performers that challenge gender and these stereotypes in this way. So it's really exciting. So what was your game plan going in?
I mean, from the beginning, I'm quite a competitive person, but I think I'm quite horrible. But like in this sense, I was very much like, look, I'm just going to stay true to who I am, because I feel like doing drag, sometimes you feel like you should conform to like certain ideas of, you know, how you should perform and what you should wear. But this time I was like, I'm going full blown quintessential crazy whack job Ruby Taboo. And like, if they like it, they like it. And if they don't, I'll cry in a corner for a few minutes. That's fine.
Well, you do go off. Let's be honest. You do certainly go off. The very first time you performed a drag number was at the drag competition, the dragathon, the very first year. We were all there. I was up as Frock hosting, and I was blown away. For someone's debut performance, Ruby Taboo puts the D in debut.
Oh.
It must be said, I've never seen anyone start with this kind of level of commitment to what they're doing. Your performances were so exciting,
which is
why I was just so excited that you've gotten through and you're in the Victorian Grand Final of the competition.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely. I think from the, like, even before I did drag, I was very much, like, whenever I did theatre, I was always wanted to do comedic roles. I always wanted to just be, like, loud and boisterous and fun, and just, I've always wanted to make people laugh, and I never knew that I could still do that wearing a dress and a wig. Like,
now, the competition is a little dissimilar to other competitions because it's not just a straight, you know, lip sync challenge. I mean, that is certainly part of it, but there's also a talent round.
Yes, there is.
What did you do for your talent round?
I quite literally talked to myself on stage for about 2.5 minutes.
What?
So I'll go into a little bit of an explanation about that. One of the things I love to do with drag is I love to like make my own mixes and use like audacity to sort of put together, you know, mash together dialogue, you know, spoken word and songs.
Fan.
I'm a medley fan. I love a good medley. I love a narrative. Like, the idea of just telling a story through drag and, you know, making it funny or making it, you know, theatrical is wonderful to me. And so I thought, wow, there's a talent portion of this competition and I'm in no way talented. So what can I do? So I pre-recorded a conversation, one half of a conversation, and then I spoke the other half on stage live.
So you live spoke one bit and yep. Did you lip sync the other, or you were just talking to yourself?
No, I had a microphone and I sort of rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed and gotten the timing right. So while I was talking on a microphone, there was another me pre-recorded talking, like having this back and forth conversation. And then I made myself rap Nicki Minaj.
You made, like, just, and that must have taken a ton of work.
Oh, it took a while. It took a while to sort of just, like, not only get the timing right, but because I overthink things a lot. So to even get to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm comfortable with this. This is a good idea.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
That was huge. And now you're driving into happening this Saturday night.
Yes.
The grand final of the Victorian Heat that's happening at Vodafone. Uh-huh.
With some scary ladies.
That's, I mean, who else are you up against?
So we've got drag king extraordinaire Randy Roy. Who is
wonderful.
Absolutely amazing. We've got Baylor Moore, who's like just amazing little pocket rocket. We've also got Daytona. We've got Amina J. Allura. We've got Kiki Mindercrutch.
It's a really diverse array of performances. That's what I kind of love. You're all very different performers.
Oh, very much.
You all bring very different energies and styles and styles of drag to the stage.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do on Saturday to make yourself stand out?
I think I just need to, like, up the crazy. Like, not... I'm not, like, talking severing limbs, because by that time Halloween will have passed.
Yeah, I mean, Halloween, anything after tomorrow. Like, Halloween's over. Focus on the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, we're all returning our, like, rabbit costumes and, like, the bunny ears and everything. And we're like, I'm going to wear a suit and tie. I think that'll scare people the most.
Have you figured out, have you got a game plan?
In a way, yes, but in also a lot of ways, no. So I guess that's like 80% no. No, I'm going to do a couple of numbers that I love and that I think are like just very much sum up who Ruby is. Mm. And then I've got a new number in the mix, because part of the competition is we have a challenge with a theme. And this theme in particular is something, I'm not going to spoil it, but it's something that's coming up very soon. And we have to sort of devise
a
performance.
Is it Christmas? Because if we're going to be honest, decorations have been out for months.
They have been. I went to Kmart back in April. And I bought 4 Christmas trees and I've fashioned them into like a big old bodysuit. And I wish, but it's a little bit before Christmas.
Okay.
I'm talking like in the next like week or two.
Is it brunch?
Brunch is my everyday thing. Okay.
Well, that is really exciting. So you're going to be able to get to go and see Ruby be one of the finalists to in the grand final, the Drag Nation Victorian Grand Final, that is happening this Saturday night from 10 o'clock at Vaudeville.
Yes.
On Johnson Street. So you can get yourself down there. It's a fabulous venue, just opposite another fabulous venue, Hares and Hyenas.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you get yourself down there and go and support our Victorian Kings, Queens, performers, especially you, Ruby. You know, everyone deserves that shout out.
Thank you very much.
And I know it's a long weekend and everyone's like, oh, there's so much to do, but this is something you want in your character, because this
Absolutely.
Person, whoever wins, is going to be heading to the final in Sydney in February at the Imperial with hosted by Frog Hudson and Lisa Mann.
Who are they?
Oh, my God. But this person's going to be representing our state, so we should get behind them and go and represent them as well. So why don't you head on down to Vodafone this Saturday night from 10 o'clock and go and see all the Drag Nation realness. Ruby, you're sticking around with us, aren't you?
Oh, 100%. I'm a very lonely woman. I could do this all day.
Well, I hear that Robbie has a rabbit he might be pulling out of his hat, so why don't you stick around and join us for the fun?
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.